Hey now, welcome to the City Off Campus podcast with your two favorite hosts, Sammy Sommerfeld and Jack McFarland. So Jack, we're coming off signing day, big recruiting week for Iowa football. Kirk hit the ground running and he didn't stop until all the letters of intent were signed. I mean, we went from 45 to 25, right? Like around 45, all the way up to 25. Top 25 recruiting class.
I think that's just strictly with Xavier. I think he does that by himself.
That, but dude, yeah, but we got some 4-star DEs and stuff too.
No, they were all of those guys were pretty set. It was just a matter of like adding his ranking to our.
I know.
Projected, and dude, he elevated us to like top half of the Big Ten for recruiting, and that's awesome. And I mean, taking a quick look at the class, I watched the quarterback we got, Carson May. I mean, he's a big boy, 6'5", 220. He throws the ball like an idiot, but he's got a hose. Yeah, I watched his highlights. He kind of throws it like a moron, but it's not like you can't teach that. He's got
so do you think it's Spencer 2.0, or do you think it's like we got a dude?
I think he's more of like a aggressive, like I'll take my chances and mentality, like gunslinger, but he throws it like a moron, so I'm not entirely excited about it. I guess we just have to see what our quarterback
more important O'Keefe, question
I think his name is
Ken O'Keefe, but more important question, will Brian be there to coach him when he's ready to start?
You know, I did a lot of soul searching about the whole Brian Farron situation, and I can't necessarily sit there and say it's completely all his fault when our right tackle in that Big Ten championship game, which I don't think we've talked about. Nothing to talk about.
We haven't talked about the Big Ten championship.
Nothing to talk about with it. It was just as bad as it could get. It fell apart in the second quarter. But when you have a right tackle,
Jack Plum,
who he has a 0.0 pass grade in the Big Ten championship, what kind of plays are you supposed to run? You know, you can't run an outside zone. You can't do anything. You're playing with four offensive linemen at that point. You're fucked. And Brian was fucked pretty much from the jump this year with this O-line, except for Northwestern and Illinois. And those aren't good teams. Like, you should have success.
Yeah.
So truth be told, Brian did what he could. They're 10-2 right now. Who knows? So I'm not going to sit here 10-3, whatever. I'm not going to sit here and say, fuck Brian Ferentz. I don't think he'll be here. I think he'll end up being here.
Oh, I think he's here at least another year or two. That's my take.
And I'm fine with it, dude. We had so many young kids, like, whatever. It's so much fun to yell, fuck Brian Ferentz, fire by Brian Ferentz. It's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. I
don't believe it with my heart.
Especially when you're winning. I actually don't. Especially, yeah, me too. I was pro Brian going into the season this year, actually. But talking about some of the guys we lost now, Tyrone Tracy's going to Purdue. My take is he's going to absolutely ball out at Purdue.
Like, yeah,
it's
going to
be the
good.
It's going to be the most Iowa thing ever, where like we used him like this year, just he lost his position basically in the depth chart. And we used him in spots mainly just to hand him the ball off. But I think next year, bro, like imagine if he takes a bunch of Bell's targets and just balls, and then Iowa fans are literally going to be calling for Brian and Kirk's head over that, dude. They're going to be like, they will, bro. And then also,
you can't that's apples to oranges, dude. Like their offense, they throw the ball for 400 yards a game. We throw it for 230 if we're lucky.
Here's my question.
Not phased.
Talking about another guy that just left the program, Tyler Goodson, going to the NFL or trying to
go. Whoa, not exactly yet. He hasn't necessarily left. He's just preparing for the NFL draft. He hasn't declared. It's semantics. It's the little things.
I think he's gone.
He's totally gone.
Yeah.
100%. Like, bro, but he didn't say it like that.
Yeah, but I thought he was gone, though, the second he started doing the NIL videos and stuff, like, in August, because he was just, like, not NIL videos, the YouTube videos. When he created his own, like, YouTube series, I'm like, that's screaming, this is my last season in Iowa City.
Yeah.
That's screaming it. But
he could make a ton of money if he stayed another year. But
continue. I know. He would make bank if he stayed another year. So my question, though, for you is, where do you see him getting drafted? Like, not team-wise, round-wise. And do you think he's really an NFL back? Because going into the season, I had hopes with the way he was running, especially early with the amount of touchdowns he was getting early in the season. I'm like, oh, this guy could like make a name for himself in the Big Ten statistically, and we'll have a dude. And then I thought he might get overdrafted just because of the numbers. He kind of fizzled out midway through the season. So what would you, where would you put him? So what round, Mr. Kiper, where would you grade Tyler Goodson?
I think Goodson's really good, but I think when you talk about like him fizzling out, like the offensive line this year was not good.
Well, and that's, yeah. I mean, him, he did good the last two games before the
big game. Hold on. Him, when he had the – so we basically only had Tyler Goodson for a year and a half, maybe 2 years, because he had the shortened season last year and then a little of his freshman year because he didn't initially play. But when he played the last – year and a half, not including this year, he was good, but he had NFL tackles who could set an edge for him when he ran an outside zone. He had Wirfs, he had Alaric Jackson. Like, they were really good at setting an edge and letting him get out there and make something happen. He's a fifth round pick right now. If he came back, he could probably elevate his stock. But what happened this year, he showed like a need to try and do too much and jump into a hole too quick. And that might turn some people off. Fifth or sixth round pick, in all honesty. And the question mark is, can he pass block? Can he pick people up and pass pro? Cause against Michigan, he got his ass touched by blitzers. Yeah. He couldn't block shit. Those are college kids.
Yeah.
Granted, Michigan's got NFL talent, but college kids, he's going to get fucking ran over in the NFL if he doesn't get some oomph on him.
Does he have a better or worse, and this is all, you know, predictions, just fun talk, better or worse career than Akram Wadley?
I think it's funny. I think they're going to be very similar.
That's what I was thinking. I thought it's going to be like identical.
Yeah, I think they're going to end up being pretty similar. And it sucks because the last good Hawkeye running back, not good, but the last Hawkeye running back to have a decent NFL career, and decent is pushing it for this guy, Sean Green. Mm-hmm. He had like two good seasons, and that was a decade and change ago. So
when Kirk didn't have too much gray hair.
Right. That, a funny story about Kirk. I was in the 2006 or 7, went to the Shrine Bowl in Ames. And I was sitting in the stands, and lo and behold, Kirk Ferentz was sitting to my left, 7 years old. And I was like bitching and moaning about the game, how I thought there could have been a call. And Kirk and I legit went back and forth about it. And I had no idea. And my dad told me later, he goes, that was the head Iowa football coach. I was like, huh?
Yeah.
No fucking clue.
See, I knew that story.
Really?
Yeah.
That's my favorite story. You could have stopped me.
I thought about it, but I wanted the listeners to hear it because I heard it when that's I heard fine. It the first time. I got a lot of joy out of it. Great story.
Yeah. Jack. Fair enough. But either way, I don't know if Goodson, like, he's doing what he thinks he should because he's at that point in his career. And I can't judge the guy for making that decision. A running back is the most expendable, unloved position in football. Yeah. You could literally go get a new one whenever you want. So he's got to have to show something. I'm curious to see what he tests.
Me too.
What his numbers are. I think he's very quick. I'm just curious what his speed is and how much he can actually how much he can bench press. Cause that's the true indication of football strength and on field play is a bench press. I think that's so stupid, but in any case, and another guy, Riley Moss, accepted his Senior Bowl bid. I know. But does that mean he's not playing in the bowl game, or is he?
I think he's playing in the bowl game.
Okay, so he'll play. And I think it's interesting, too, to kind of, show that dynamic of how Riley Moss and Linderbaum are both going to play in the bowl game. Mm-hmm. They'll probably both enter the draft as well with Goodson. But Goodson but he also can't, he's at the point where he can't afford an injury.
Yeah.
You can almost say the same thing for Riley Moss. The kid's playing without a PCL ligament. Right. So, dog. But I just think that's really cool to see two guys who, from Iowa, like you said, they're just about it. They've always wanted to be about it.
And Lindy, Joel Klatt literally put Lindy as one of his top five players going into this year's draft already.
He won't go higher than. I don't think he'll go higher than 15th. I think 16th.
I think he doesn't go higher than 13. That's where Wirfs got drafted. I think he goes before where Wirfs went.
You think he goes top 10?
Yeah.
No.
Brandon Scherff went top 10.
Brandon Scherff's a 6'5", 320 guard.
Yeah, but Lindy, dude. Lindy's the guy.
How much? This is what it comes down to. You're talking sports business. How much do you pay a tackle or a guard compared to how much you pay a center? Total.
Obviously, tackles are more valuable than center. Yeah, but here's my one thing, though, is Wirfs was the guy everybody felt like they missed out on at, like, during the draft, too. Like, they're like, we have to pass. Dude, are you kidding me? The Athletic. Do you remember the videos that were coming out of Wirfs during that time? There were two
tackles taken ahead of him. It's not like it was a clear-cut number one tackle in that draft.
No, but
yeah, there's a clear-cut center right now for Linderbaum.
That's what I'm saying, though. It's like it's even more clear-cut. You've never
seen a center go that high.
You will this year.
Since Travis Frederick, I think, went maybe 13th to Dallas.
You will this year, I'm telling you.
We'll see. I've said it from the jump. I want him to go to Cincinnati. That's my pick.
Oh, that would really be fun. That would be fun.
Yeah, that would be a fun one. That would be 15 or 16. So I need him to fall there. I have a buddy who has the same take as you. He's going top 10. And
I'm saying top 10. I'm saying
it's not like I don't think he's top 10 worthy. I don't believe there's a team that will take him top 10. I just don't.
I think they will. I think they will.
We'll see.
We'll see.
I mean, he might fucking run a 4.7. And then that'll change the whole game.
I
know.
I think he's just going to ball out at the combine. Like, we'll see. I think he's just going to go
I'm going to watch the shit. Is my favorite.
Combine season?
Favorite thing.
On NFL Network? Just turn it on.
I'm not kidding. I would watch that for hours. Not do
me
shit.
Me too.
I would watch the
40s. Me and my brother would literally sit down and just watch. God.
I remember watching John Ross run the record. And I was did he just do that? I was like, wait, huh? And everyone else was like, huh? Once the time popped up, that was fun. Another big time moment.
Chris Johnson.
But I watched Dontari Poe run live, and he ran a 5 flat 40 at 340 pounds and 6 feet tall. I was beside myself. I couldn't believe what I had just seen. And then he got drafted like second or third round, deservedly so. But anyway, next topic. I'm fucking spiraling right now.
Well, I also want to talk to you about the bowl game. So we're in the Citrus Bowl. Glorious bowl. Glorious bowl game in beautiful Orlando, Florida. We're playing Kentucky. So one thing Kentucky posted on their Twitter the other day after their recruits signed was like they preached development. And I am literally like, they are the Iowa football team of the SEC now. Like, that is what
the coach
is. Mark Stoops built. Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like Mark Stoops has literally replicated Iowa football in Kentucky. I've said for the last 2-3 years that they were going to get better and better and better. And now that we're playing them, I'll be honest, we're going to lose. And it's the first time I've said on record that I firmly believe we're going to lose. Yep. But I am so excited to see it still. Because I just think it's going to be too – programs with the same DNA just going at it, and it's gonna be the most boring football game of all time, but it's gonna be so electric for Iowa fans.
Yeah, no, and I think the only difference between the two programs is Kentucky takes a little more transfers and they take a little more of a chance on
and they pay just because, players a little more.
Okay, easy there, Camper, but I mean they have Will Levis, who's not terrible, he's not great, and then they got that Wandale Robinson from Nebraska who's legit. Yeah. So, I'm excited to watch the game. I think their O-line's going to eat our defensive line's ass.
Yeah.
That's just the way it goes when you have a top three offensive line in the fucking nation. I mean, it's them, A&M, and I think Utah were the top three O-lines for the Joe Moore Award. So,
Must be nice.
Yeah, no, it must be. It's going to be tough. It's going to be really tough, especially because we're not going to be like in our cold weather element. We're going to have to go down the heat. So I don't know if that bodes well for the Hawks, but it usually has in recent years.
Yeah, it has in bowl games. Yeah, we've been winning.
It's one of those where I personally feel like going from cold to warm, the warm feels way warmer than the cold actually is. And I'm like, it's kind of like shitty out. I also hate humidity and I hate Florida weather. So that might just be. I hate Florida weather with all of my soul.
We got to get you down to Florida, Jack.
No.
I like to see you on the beach. Kick back on the chair. I hate it.
Midwest and Northeast is my weather.
So you'd rather Florida. Be in the Midwest in the middle of January than be in Florida when 65, 70.
Beautiful. I ain't a fucking snowbird. No chance.
Oh my God. Mm-mm. Oh my God. That's give so me the soft. Shoveling.
I'm Midwest gritty. I'll take the shoveling any
that's
day.
That's laziness. That's laziness.
Exact opposite.
Doesn't want to take the time to travel. Enjoy life a little. Enjoy the Florida heat.
Dude, there's fucking the humidity is off the charts.
Not in January, not in December.
It's just gross.
Oh my God. That's so not true, though. That's so not true.
I'm sure a lot of people would agree with me. I'd rather go to Arizona.
Oh my God. That's the most Chicagoan thing ever. All these Chicagoans with Arizona. Arizona, I'm going to Arizona in a few months. It sucks.
I'd go to Scottsdale. Arizona's just any day.
My God. That's such garbage, though. Scottsdale compared to Florida, no comparison. Where's the ocean? No ocean. There's no ocean. One. You have the sand without the water. Oh, that's terrible.
Give me scorpions.
So are you the guy that hates the beach and just chills by the pool?
No, not necessarily.
Oh, no, you're starting to sound like that guy. Nobody likes the guy who hates the sand and like only chills by the
you're
pool.
You're just putting words in my mouth. I never said that. I enjoy the beach. I enjoy throwing the pigskin around on said beach. I also enjoy the pool. They both have their pros and cons. The beach, there's not as much cover. The pool there is, but at the beach, I mean, there's a lot of birds out, if you know what I'm saying. So it's a fun time. Either way, I don't discriminate between fun times. I just have fun times.
Except he won't go to Florida, so he misses out on a lot of fun times.
I went there twice for spring break in high school. You can say all you want.
Okay, so you're going when it's hot out, bro. Come in December. Jack, like, you would be in your
and
element.
February, March is not that.
Jack, you would be in your element. December, January. You can go to some bowl games, watch some football. You can then kick back, go to the beach, wear some shorts. I feel like you're a pants guy. I feel like you'd be the guy in Florida that still wears pants.
No, because I get sweaty. I'd definitely be wearing shorts.
Okay. Are
you kidding me?
I want to see Jack in some shorts.
I got the hairiest legs that they need to breathe. Are you kidding me?
Bro, that's perfect for the beach. You just got to chill. You got to enjoy Florida, bro. Don't worry. I'll post on the city IG. I'll be showing the Naples weather.
Please do.
I will.
Please do. I will show some snow that we haven't gotten yet because it's fucking 60 degrees here in Illinois.
Isn't it amazing? It was 74 in Iowa City yesterday, and I was so happy. Normally, I'm so ready to go home, and I'm like, hey, I could stay a little longer. Like, with this weather,
so
I don't mind
the
it.
Seasons.
I know.
Thanks, COVID.
I love it because when I have to fly home, my plane doesn't have to get de-iced. De-icing planes is awful.
That's the biggest first world problem I've ever heard in my life.
It's true, though. It's an awful experience. You sit on the tarmac like 20, 30 minutes, and you're just like,
that doesn't get clipped.
Oh, I hope so, too.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't. God forbid whoever edits this.
Oh, anyway. Dude, our editor sucks. That would be terrible.
What are we talking about next? What we got next?
So I wanted to jump in real quick to NFL talk real quick before I go into the garbage Bears, because I have no faith in the Bears anymore. No hope. My all faith is gone from Ted Phillips to the ownership downward. Oh, speaking of which, one of my friends just moved to Arlington and he lives right across from the track. And I am like, why would you get an apartment there? They're going to just, it's going to be a construction zone.
They're
like,
why would you domain your
like,
ass?
Yeah.
So
like they're going to, like, he's going to get kicked out. He just moved out of his like home, like childhood home. And he moved to an apartment right across from Arlington. I'm like, that's so counterproductive. So before we dive into Bears talk, I wanted to ask you, who do you think is playing better football this year, the NFC teams or the AFC teams?
So I actually, when you brought that up, I pulled up the entire league and I pulled up the records of everybody. And I take a look at the NFC and I look at the teams that are on the fringe of being in the playoff picture that aren't. I see the 49ers. I think they're actually pretty bad. I see the football team.
It's dog shit.
I think they're pretty shit. I think the Vikings are pretty shit. I think the Falcons are pretty shit. And I think the Saints are pretenders. Everyone else is dog shit. AFC is fucking jacked.
Yeah, it's loaded. That's what I was like,
going to say. The NFC.
So competitive right now.
Yes, the NFC. They have their top four teams plus the Rams. I don't know where to put them. But the Cowboys, Cardinals, Bucks, Packers, they're all fun. They're all good. But, man, the Bengals are even a good team. And they're the eighth or ninth best team in the AFC.
Yeah.
Ninth.
Whoa.
That's terrifying.
What I was going to say is the NFC is super top heavy. Where the top teams of each division are like, okay, they're good, they're good, they're good, they're a contender, you know, from Dallas to Tampa to Green Bay, whatever, Ram, whatever. And then you look at, and the Cardinals, obviously, and then you look at the AFC teams. Dude, the AFC North, anyone can win that right now between the Browns, Bengals, Steelers, and the Ravens. Lamar's hurt. Browns are on their third quarterback right now. Bengals, I like the Bengals. I think they're a decent team. I mean, they still have a lot of holes, but I think they're a fun team to watch. Yeah, and they lost to the Bears. And the Steelers, dude, I want to see Big Ben end in the playoffs. I want to.
No.
I want to see him just – I just want to see him hobble in. Like, I just want to see him just hobble into a game. I would love it if he played the Patriots in the first round, too. And Mac Jones just beats Big Ben, like, just tears him up, like, 42-3. And then you got the Titans, you got the Colts. I kind of like the Colts. I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of rooting for the Colts to make the playoffs. I don't know why. It's just I've kind of been like, it'll be interesting to see Carson Wentz in a playoff game this year. Then you got the Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos, all kind of neck and neck. Even the Raiders are still on the fringe of it. So it's just you look at these divisions right now. You know, the Patriots, Bills are still kind of getting at it. Like, it's competitive.
Yeah,
and Tua's been playing decent this year too for Miami.
Don't give a fuck about Miami. I don't.
He has been though.
Sure.
He improved a lot.
Good for him. But one thing that I really like about these, like looking at the grand picture of the entire standings, is I think a good team wins on the road, and the two teams that are undefeated at winning on the road are the Cardinals and the Patriots.
Yep.
And I would say those two teams are probably the best teams in their respective conference. I think the Cardinals always find a way to win or keep it close.
Yep.
And the Patriots have the greatest coach ever born. And that's their own X factor in itself. So I think the Patriots are on a fucking warpath for the Super Bowl. And it's scary.
They want Tampa. Like, bro.
It's scary to see this warpath they're on because the defense, since they came back from COVID, they're hot. And Mac Jones does the exact same stuff that Tom Brady did when he came in. And Tom Brady came into a good defense when he came in.
I think Mac does it better than Brady when Brady first came in.
It's relative.
Brady, they were all like,
Rookie Brady came in for $100 million quarterback. Mac Jones came in for fucking Cam Newton. Like, expectations were a little different for the two. Brady still won a Super Bowl. He won like three in his first couple of years too.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we can say that just yet, partner.
But no idea though. What do you think would be the more watched thing? Like if you could pick like any matchup, would it be Brady versus Belichick in the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Or would it be LeBron versus MJ in the finals?
Nope. That's such a weird question.
Because I don't even because the Belichick Brady thing is, you know, obviously.
Pose it like this. It would be Brady versus Belichick or Jordan against Phil if Jordan had left the Bulls. That's the same thing.
Yeah, that's the same thing. Yeah,
because it would be like Tom Brady going against.
But it's one of those biggest what ifs, though. It's one of the biggest what ifs.
Well, then Tom Brady going against Joe Montana.
That's
Joe Montana.
LeBron MJ. Yeah.
I think Joe Montana would be a good.
No, but yeah, no, I like that. If it was MJ versus Phil's Lakers, imagine that. That would be like what would you rather watch? MJ versus Phil's Lakers, like MJ versus Kobe, or Bill versus Brady?
Bill versus Brady.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
That's just me selfishly football. I loved watching Belichick coach against Brady this season already.
Oh, dude, I want to go so
back and rewatch it because he beat Brady's ass with schemes. But the old saying is you can't show Tom Brady one thing and do it again. And God, Bill's going to have to draw something up if they play again because he's going to
imagine like, and you know, it's going to be in LA this year, the Super Bowl, but imagine if it would have been last year in Tampa first year.
Well, that's interesting now that you say that it's in LA, because that gives the Bucs a real advantage. So,
I mean, it's an indoor stadium. It's a retractable stadium.
Right, but being indoors helps a ton. I mean, just look at Drew Brees, Peyton Manning. I mean, they're both really good indoors. So
that's true. That's true.
I think that would be really exciting, though. But, yeah, back to what the original question you posed, AFC without a doubt. And the Ravens are like kind of falling apart right now.
Yeah.
They're on a two-game losing streak.
It's good to see one Harbaugh fail.
But, like, it's fine because Lamar had the shits and then he got hurt and the team's just full-on totally hurt. And they're still a top-four team in the AFC. So I think once they get it all squared away, by the end of this season, they'll be better. Speaking of playoffs, I have a bye week for one of my leagues in fantasy. Not a big deal, so.
Wow.
Yep. And that's for the biggest league. So looking good, feeling good. Confidence is.
And the Bears, do you think they win six games this year? Or do you think they stay four or five games? Do you think they win one more? I heard Jalen Johnson say on Redline that the locker room's divided right now. Like, we're like half the guys are ready just for next year and they just are rolling over. The other guys are like trying to fight.
Well, if everybody has, who is listening right now, has listened to previous episodes, my guess has always been six or seven wins. They're right on par for where I think they're going to be. I'm going to the schedule right now. They're going to lose.
I say five.
They're going to lose to the Vikings.
Yeah.
The Seahawks is a very interesting.
They're taking an L. They're taking
that's an L. Yeah, that's in Seattle. Game that hurts.
Isn't that in Seattle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the real only chance left to win a game is at home against the Giants and Saquon. I think Saquon could run rampant through them.
Yeah, especially after he got hurt against us
at Soldier Field.
Soldier Field. Yeah,
but Soldier Field at that point in beginning of January on its last home game, the grass will be as bad.
Yeah, I know.
As
it's that grass will ever dog be. Shit.
Saquon may get hurt again. If there were future bets to put in on players get injured, I'd put one in on Saquon to get hurt against the Bears.
I don't bet on athletes getting hurt.
I don't either. I don't want them to, but I'm saying it's just if there were odds, I would advise people to maybe responsibly sprinkle on it. But either way, yeah, it doesn't look good for the Bears. And it doesn't matter because we don't have our fucking pick because we gave it up for Justin Fields because Ryan Pace throws people everything away. I think going for next year, I think Khalil will be back. I think Quinn will be back.
Yeah.
I think
Of course, Quinn, bro, is dominating. And it's like, what's the point? Like, what's the point, Quinn? Like,
nah.
They're losing.
Let him be. I like him doing
it. Just watch him shit the bed next year, though.
Like, well, real problem. We're going to cut Eddie Goldman.
Yeah. We're
probably, we might re-sign Nichols.
I think we could get rid of Jackson.
The shit out of Trevathan.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I can't stand him.
Fox gave us that glorious gift.
No, he was fine up until fine he gave him another extension.
Yeah. It was the other extension, but
that like, pissed me off.
They were like, he's a leader or whatever.
I'll hear that argument, but they paid him a lot to be a robber.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, you can't pay him fucking $8 million or whatever to just sit there terrible. And say, come on, guys, we gotta play defense hard.
He gives a nice good pregame chat for the IG.
Don't care. But speaking of the Bears for this game against the Vikings, I pulled up their injury report and the coaches who are out. So Sean Desai. Hold on. Sean Desai, defensive coordinator, out for the game. Bill Lazor, offensive coordinator, out for the game. Special teams coordinator, Chris Tabor, out for the game. So that's a lot. But if you go to the
ball Bears boys, report, you guys are our OC and DC this game. Let's go.
There's a lot of people that did not practice today.
Equipment managers? Oh, yeah. You're our QB coach this week.
people who didn't practice, Xavier Crawford, Dalton. Well, first off, Xavier Crawford got a concussion from Eddie Jackson. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
Marquise Goodwin, Jasper Horsted, DHC, who Houston Carson's out. He broke his arm. Jason Peters, Tonga. And then people on COVID, Herbert, Komet, Montgomery, Jakeem, James Daniels, Tevin Jenkins. People who had limited practice were Jimmy Graham and Roquan. Roquan's nursing the same hamstring he's been nursing all year. He'll probably play because he's a fucking animal. Justin Fields had a bruised left hand. He went full practice, and then Akeem was full practice. And then you look at the Vikings. I mean, they had two guys that didn't practice, Eric Kendricks and Adam Thielen, and nobody knows if they're going to play, but that's it. Like, we have – I'm not good at counting 3, 6, 9, 12. This is bad for podcasting. We have 17 people out. That's insane.
Plus, we're definitely going to win.
Plus our three main coaches, dude. Like, we are so backwards fucked.
Bro, but bro, look on the bright side. Matt's just going to have fun.
Oh, dude, that's actually true. There's nobody left to check Matt Nagy. This is
going
to have
fun. He's going to go the rampant. Most
Matt Nagy game. We will see. This is his, this
like,
is
it's his a must gift. Watch game to see Matt Nagy be Matt Nagy.
I'm actually concerned now that we put it like this. I'm scared.
Yeah.
Because that's a primetime game, right?
Yeah, it is.
That's Monday night. Yeah. Holy fuck, Sam. You can't go from Sunday night to Monday.
Just having fun on Monday night football. Just him. He has, and dude, think about it. Dalton's not there, so he doesn't even have like a veteran quarterback who could like give him shit for the play calls.
No, yes, he does. He has Foles. Foles
oh,
is
yeah,
the backup.
Foles is there.
Fucking
yeah.
hates him too.
I know. I know. He's like, dude, I wonder who he hates more though, Ryan Pace or Nagy.
Definitely Nagy. Ryan Pace traded for his ass so he didn't have his contract cut. Like, he's still getting paid when he's supposed to be getting paid. You think he gives a fuck? No way. No.
Dude, the Bears are Foles, if people asked him to help, I would just, like, chill. I'd bring, like, a good, nice game snack. I would just be chilling, like, in my uniform. Get a hot dog. Get the hot dog guy to come down. Get me a hot dog. Just be like, fuck this team. Like,
yeah, no, and speaking of COVID and how it's just wrecking teams, the Bulls.
It's wrecking the NBA, yeah, Bulls. Dude, Bulls, all these stars, Russell games. Westbrook just tested positive. Giannis tested positive. Dude, I would talk to someone in the NBA the other day about this, about what's going to happen. NBA will probably most likely do whatever they can to not shut down. Like, so I don't think these leagues are going to be shutting down. I think it's just going to be next guy up. Like today, the Lakers signed Isaiah Thomas from the G League after his 42-point game.
Yep.
Dude, they're taking anybody they can get right now.
Some things are bigger than sports, and I'm glad the NBA is taking this initiative to just keep playing.
Oh,
you know, well,
bro, like what would the Bears have done if Matt Nagy tested positive also, and we didn't have our head coach, our OC, our DC, and our – special teams coordinator.
I would definitely watch him at that point if that's any indication to where.
Dude, that's like Madden level. That's like Madden, bro.
Well, at this point, like, I'd actually be really excited to watch them.
Dude, Justin Fields just runs the show. Justin Fields on one side of the ball, Eddie Jackson on the other, just play calling.
But back to the Bulls. Hold on, I have a list of 5 players that I would want the Bulls to sign. If they had to have played these games extremely shorthanded.
Yeah, who are the free agents?
5 players. Okay, first one of my favorites of all time, and he's one of my favorite Twitter personalities now that I found
Smith.
His Twitter. No, Michael Beasley.
Oh, yeah.
That guy.
Yeah, bro, you've been tweeting a lot of Michael Beasley stuff.
Michael Beasley.
I was trying to understand why you like became so obsessed with Michael Beasley. I didn't understand why. It was so random.
I got it. Big 12 basketball was my thing growing up. Michael Beasley was the truth coming out of Kansas State. He was the truth when he came out. I thought he was the shit.
Did you like him more than Derrick Rose?
No.
Oh, God,
but
thank God.
Michael Beasley was the dude in Big 12 basketball. And the dude still tweets like he's that dude. I love him. He's the man. I think he would be perfect for the Bulls, who have that dog, I'm better than you mentality. I would want Michael Beasley screaming for me.
I like the Michael Beasley pick.
We have one of these guys already on the team, but I think since he actually does have COVID, Matt Thomas, we need someone to come in and fill that, I'm going to say a white three-point shooter role.
Yeah, of course.
Perfect. Kyle Guy. What better?
Oh, good pick.
Kyle Guy.
Kyle Guy. Oh, that would be electric. Perfect pick. That would be electric.
Perfect villain for the Bulls.
Oh, I would love that.
People are going to start hating the Bulls eventually. What better guy to hate than
Kyle Guy. Yeah.
Perfect. Third guy. I have three more. Third guy. The king of being postered. And when I say that, I mean it wholeheartedly in respect. He can't stop getting postered. Brandon Knight.
Yes.
He's still out there. I remember DeAndre Ayton putting his dick in his nose and dunking all over him. That was awesome. And I think he could bring he would be like a test dummy for the Bulls. Like one of those crash dummies you put in the car to see if they get killed. He'd be one of those. Just throw him out there and get some minutes. Like campaign was almost. Fourth guy, and this is where you kind of have to make the decision between Brandon Knight and him, but Matthew Dellavedova.
And I think we'll bring him from Australia.
I think he would
be fun. Did you see what went down the other day?
What?
He had some grit. He almost got in a fight in the NBL.
I'm on that. I want Dellavedova to come fight for the Bulls.
He brought the grit to the NBL. I loved it.
If they needed to do it, I was all over picking him up. And the last guy, unless I can scroll through here quickly and see a different name, but Taco Fall.
Oh, yeah.
7'10 or whatever. Like, the guy's gigantic.
Oh, I'm so here for Taco Fall.
Yeah. I mean,
bro, imagine him as a Bull. He'd be like one of the most beloved Bulls of all time.
Ever. Exactly. Yeah.
The only problem is he's on a two-way with the Cavs, but.
Yeah. True. That does make it hard. The last guy is the guy that the Bulls actually drafted, Marcos Simonovic.
Dude, I want to see him ball so bad. I think he's going to be great.
I think he might actually be. Kind of not like Porzingis, but the guy's a stretch 6'11 dude.
So I believe he's going to be as lovable or more lovable than Omar Asik when we had Asik. That's what I imagine him being for the Bulls in the future.
Like first time I saw Omar Asik since when he played was at that Derrick Rose, Joakim Noah night when the Bulls played the Knicks.
Oh.
Asik was in the crowd and I was like, that motherfucker, he stole so much money from the Houston Rockets.
I know. Like
$50 million.
He was a thief, bro. He was a thief.
Yeah, that guy should be charged and arrested for how much money he got. I'm going to look up his contract right now because he only played like 5 minutes a game for the Bulls. God. 5 years, $57 million.
Yes.
Highway. Robbery.
You know what was great about when he signed that contract too is that was basically like so many centers signed deals that year, and that was the switch from like post up center big men like who are slow as hell to like we're shooting three balls, we need like stretch fives. So it's just a robbery. Like remember Dwight Howard too?
Yeah,
Dwight Howard signed his contract. Robbery. Like so many of those, dude.
Definitely. Yeah. Well. We're not even going to talk about the Blackhawks because, I mean, they're
not worth talking. Yeah, they're not worth
talking. Well, hold on. I'll give you the floor before we wrap. They did win yesterday. Yeah. But there is a big move that the Cubs made, and I'll give you the floor. For 3 years or two, Marcus Stroman. Did you talk about it?
I talked about it with you. Maybe I didn't talk about it on air.
I don't know if you did on air.
I thought I did because, I talked about Marcus Stroman. We are back. We got one more pitcher. We are, dude, he's wearing number zero. He's wearing number zero. Like, that is so baller. No Cub has ever worn zero before.
And he's wearing my honest opinion. I don't know if I gave it last time. I think Marcus Stroman, for where the Cubs are, he puts asses in seats.
He does. Dude, have you seen how he's been tweeting about Chicago?
He's just blowing Chicago's dick. Like, dude, come on. He wouldn't.
But, bro, I'm excited. Like, the thing I'm mad about is, of course, we get Stroman a year or two after we actually needed Stroman.
Yeah, actually.
You know what I mean? Like, if we would have signed him, like, before last season when the boys were like, okay, we're not going to trade. Like, we're going to lock down. We're going to win some games. This is the last dance for the Cubbies. Like, we're going to run this shit. If we had Stroman, dude, we wouldn't have traded anybody. We would just, we would have won a World Series this year if we had him. He was the missing piece.
Okay.
But, right. But there was also some sad news in Chicago. There's been some mourning amongst a lot of us Cubs fans. Anthony Rizzo officially moved out of his apartment. And this was crushing. And I don't know why he wanted to share this with the world, because I was all in on Tony coming back. I was all in on the captain getting his C patch as a Cub and we running that shit back. The thing I don't know now is, where's Tony going? My prediction is, if it's not Chicago, it's the Red Sox, and he ends Milwaukee. As a Red Sox. But if he went to Milwaukee, I'd cry. That'd be brutal. He
looks like a perfect fit for Milwaukee.
No, he would look terrible. He has to be in an iconic uniform. He's either going to be a Dodger, Red Sox, Yankee.
But I think he could win a lot of games and get paid a lot of money from the Brewers.
But you know who might come back? Our boy Chris. KB, KB, KB. Dude, he's not going back to San Fran.
Okay.
He's not. He wants to come back to Chicago. Like, dude.
Do you really think he wants to go through that bullshit with Chicago
again? Oh, yeah. Did you see how emotional he was when we traded him? He didn't want to leave. He didn't want to take off that Cubby uniform. Dude, he didn't even switch his profile pic for a while. I don't even know if he switched it yet. Stayed in the Cubby blue. Wants to be a Cub, dude. Dude, once a Cub, always a Cub. Like you don't want to leave being a Cub.
I think the Mets might sign him.
No way. No way, no way, no way.
Maybe.
Dude, if they really cared about competing, they would have invested in Javi, but, you know, they didn't do that. So they just traded. You know, we pulled highway robbery on the Mets with that Javi trade.
Yeah, that's the only trade you fucking got anything highway back. Robbery. And it was one
the KB trade. The KB trade, we got two prospects back that are going
to
be.
Nah. The only prospect worth a damn is Pete Crow Armstrong. You and I both know that.
Dude, I know. I can't wait for him to beat you guys on the South Side single-handedly.
Whatever. Probably soon, but for the next 5 years, we'll be.
You guys have been kind of quiet, low-key.
We don't have to set the market and sign the biggest contract.
You guys are just kind of quiet.
Because we don't have to set the market.
And then guess what? Yesterday, 6-year anniversary of the Jason Hayward signing, and like 3 days ago. The
worst fucking signing in Cub history.
He gave the greatest speech in baseball locker room history. I mean, it won us a World Series. But
he was World Series. Yeah, all right, easy.
He's won some gold gloves for us.
He was
a great defensive player. A
lot of money.
Yeah, he just has no bat.
Little baseball.
He just has no bat. Right. But it won us the World Series. The other thing is, last week or earlier this week, I forgot the specific day, 7-year anniversary of the greatest signing in baseball free agency history, John Lester.
It's fair. It's a good day to remember for you.
Dude, you know what's so bummed? It was on December 12th, actually. I saw on December 13th, I had a tweet locked and loaded, never forget. And I had this whole like long paragraph, but it was December 13th, so I had to delete it. So I had to save it for next
year. Damn.
It was tragic. It was really tragic. But Johnny Lester. But dude, I can't wait till we bring the boys back together, because it's going to happen. Like, everybody knows we're eventually going to get Schwarbs back. We're eventually going to get KB back. And eventually we're going to get Riz back before he retires. And we're going to just shock the baseball world. Like,
do you ever just like surprise yourself or just think, I'm going to say anything today? Because what the fuck? No chance.
Dude, they're going to wear Cubby blue. Not Javi, because he's signed to the Tigers, but everybody else.
Schwarber should never leave the AL if he likes to play
baseball. I agree. But I think we're going to run it back with Schwarbs before he's done. He's going to be done in like 3 years anyway.
You're delusional.
So
thing the Cubs are going to do is trade Wilson Contreras. That's the next thing they're going to do. So buckle up.
I'm very worried about that.
Buckle up.
I'm hoping if we sign KB, we don't trade Wilson.
The fuck? No, you're trading the shit out of him. He's a catcher. Come on now. It's not something you could build a franchise. He's not Johnny Bench. He's not Buster Posey.
I think he's a little better than Buster, low-key. He's on track to be a little better.
Holy fuck.
He's only like 27.
Did you really just say that?
Yeah, I did. I think Wilson has a couple more chips in him. I'm telling you.
I don't know enough about baseball statistically and accolade wise to like back up my argument.
So Buster has like 3 World Series rings. He has 1 NL MVP.
I feel like I'm going to throw title. Up in my mouth. But at a Hall of Famer being said worse than Wilson Contreras.
I think Wilson could catch him. That's my honest opinion.
That might be the most outlet. That's a clip. We're wrapping it right here, ladies and fucking gentlemen. I can't believe you. That's the best thing you've ever said. I love you. That's it, guys. Not the same time, same place. We'll see you guys later.